This is the Money Savvy podcast from MoneyWeb, where we tackle personal finance matters with leading financial advisors. Your host, Buitumelo Ntsoko.
Welcome to the Money Savvy podcast. I'm Buitumelo Ntsoko. Non-fungible tokens, or NFTs as they're popularly known, seem to be all the rage right now. According to recent data from market tracker DappRadar, NFT sales volumes totaled $24.9 billion in 2021, compared to just $94.9 million the year before. But what exactly are NFTs, and are they worth the hype? François Leclerc, who is an independent financial advisor at Atu Financial Wellness, joins us on this episode to shed some light on this asset class. Welcome, François.
Hi, Terry. Thank you so much for having me.
For those of us who are not familiar with NFTs, can you please explain what they are and how they work?
So basically, NFT is an abbreviation for non-fungible token. Now, this sounds a lot more complicated than it's actually supposed to be. So let me just quickly break it down for you. So obviously we all know what non means, but fungible, that's where you sort of lose people. So fungible basically means, is it something replaceable or replicable? And then the token is the asset. All right. So what this means is non-replicable or replaceable asset that you're trying to buy.
How are these tokens different from cryptocurrencies?
So you can see these tokens basically as an asset. Now, they take the form of art or a video or a song. But what you do is you buy these assets with cryptocurrencies. The very, very important thing to understand is this asset that you're buying, it's actually got an underpin of the cryptocurrency. So as the cryptocurrency fluctuates, the price will also fluctuate.
What role can they play in your investment portfolio?
These are highly speculative assets, so it needs to be addressed as such. So the chances of winning or losing, making a profit or losing some or all of your capital is basically 50-50. Well, that's according to me and what I've seen. You must always remember, do not invest what you're not supposed to lose or that you cannot lose. So don't go take a second mortgage out on your home or anything like that to buy these NFTs, because you might get it wrong and you could lose it all or a lot of it.
For those who are keen on buying NFTs, how can they do so?
It all starts off with buying a cryptocurrency. So how you do that is you just open up a wallet. You can do that with Coinbase or Luno. There are loads of wallets out there. You can buy them with your debit card, credit card, or you can transfer your money over to the wallet, and then you can just buy cryptocurrencies. Now, the cryptocurrencies that you need to buy is Ethereum or Solana. Mostly, it's Ethereum that you use. And then from there, you will just register yourself a portfolio on OpenSea, which is the biggest NFT seller out there. You just link your wallet, and then from there, you can start transacting and start buying these NFTs.
What is the average sale price of an NFT?
So it's actually very, very interesting. Before all the hype, NFTs used to go for about $150. Now, at the end of 2021, they averaged about $4,000. Since the end of 2021 up until now, there's been a little bit of a drop, about a 50% drop in the price of the average NFTs, and they go about for about $2,000. So they've taken a little bit of a hit over the past 6 months or so. Very, very interesting. The Merge, which is an NFT, sold for $92 million, which is huge.
How can I, as an investor, tell if an NFT is worth buying or investing in?
Okay, some may say that they know, but in my opinion, I don't honestly know. So NFTs are mostly driven by hype and demand. Okay, so some NFTs are created by well-known or famous artists, and I could imagine them being investable. There are NFTs that are held by famous people, and I would also imagine that that people would like to purchase these NFTs just to have bragging rights in the future and say, well, I own the item that this artist used to have or this famous person used to have. So it's highly speculative and it remains art.
And what risks should investors be aware of before investing in these?
Well, obviously there's the risk of not making a return on your investment and losing some or all of your capital. You'll also see, if you go onto the OpenSea platform, that this is an auctioning system. And what they've seen is they use a scheme called wash trading. So the seller takes on both roles of the buyer and the seller, and then they just push prices up and they push prices up. And then you've got a buyer on the outside having the fear of missing out and thinking, well, this asset, it's really popular. So everybody wants it. This pushes up the price. I need to buy this. And at the end of the day, you're sitting there with the NFT that's been pumped up. The price has just been pumped up and you're sitting with a short end of the stick and you can't recoup what you've paid for it.
Francois, in your opinion, would you say NFTs are worth buying?
Well, to me, I don't know enough about art, and that's basically what NFTs are. If you do know something about art, and good art at that, I think it's worth having a look at. Art is evolving and it's changing at a very rapid pace, and maybe one of these artworks will be the future, you know, Mona Lisa or Starry Night.
Thank you so much, Francois. That was Francois Leclerc, who is an independent financial advisor at Atu Financial Wellness.
Thanks for listening to the Money Savvy podcast hosted by Bitumelo Nsoko. To listen to more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the MoneyWeb app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates. Money Savvy.